Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here on your local radio station. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to the Nebraska Star Party, one of the things going on this summer in Cherry County, Nebraska. Out at Merritt Reservoir, it's an international dark skies park, the first in the state of Nebraska. It all starts on July 28th. And find 50 things to do in Cherry County by going to visitvalentine.com.
Local, international, and national livestock industry news. You know where to go for that, don't you? That's right, Tri-State Livestock News. They also have award-winning columnists, livestock auction reports, special interest sections. They have classified ads and so much more. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online for the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and to subscribe. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
It's going on this week in Deadwood, South Dakota. It's the 102nd annual Days of 76. To find out all the details, you can go to daysof76.com. But Wednesday evening, 7 p.m., PRCA Rodeo and a PRCA Rodeo each evening through Saturday night. Don't miss the historic parades at 1:30 Friday and Saturday at 10 a.m. Deadwood, South Dakota, it's Days of 76.
Mike, I've got something about Bill Gates.
Oh, really?
Yes. He was invited by a high school to give a lecture, and this is how it went. He arrived by helicopter, took the paper from the pocket where he had written 11 items. He read everything in less than 5 minutes, was applauded for more than 10 minutes nonstop, thanked him, and left in his helicopter. What was written is very interesting. Number one thing he had of the 11 items: life isn't easy. Get used to it. Number two, the world is not concerned about your self-esteem. The world expects you to do something useful for it before you feel good about yourself. A former cleaning lady becomes a chef and fulfills her dream of having her own organic restaurant. True story, a simple but powerful gesture of kindness from a CEO. Number three, you will not earn $20,000 a month once you leave school. You won't be vice president of a company with a car and a phone available until you've managed to buy your own car and phone. Another one, if you find your teacher rude, wait until you have a boss. He's not going to feel sorry for you. Selling old newspapers or working while on vacation is not beneath your social standing. Your grandparents have a different word for it. They call it opportunity. If you fail, it's not your parents' fault, so do not whine about your mistakes. Learn from them. Before you were born, your parents weren't as critical as they are now. They only got that way from paying your bills, washing your clothes, and hearing you say they're ridiculous. So before saving the planet for the next generation, wanting to fix the mistakes of your parents' generation, try cleaning your own room.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Number eight, your school may have blurred the distinction between winners and losers, but life isn't like that. In some schools, you don't repeat more than a year and you have as many chances as you need to get it right. This looks like absolutely nothing in real life. If you step on the ball, you're fired. Street, do it right the first time. Life is not divided into semesters. You won't always have summers off, and it's unlikely that other employees will help you with your tasks at the end of each term. Television is not real life. In real life, people have to leave the bar or the club and go to work. I thought that was funny. And be kind to the C, D, and Fs, those students that others think are jerks. There is a high probability that you will work for one of them. Know these and know peace. I come in peace. That's Bill Gates talking to a high school class.
The 68th annual Home on the Range Champions Saddle Bronc Match Ride. That's at the Open A Angus Arena. All you need to do is go on Interstate 94, Exit 7 at Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. August 3rd, 1 p.m. is when they get started. Go to hotrnd.com. It's the Champions Ride, August 3rd.
And to wrap things up, here's a couple more of things not to say to a police officer. For example, don't say this: "Thanks, officer. That last cop only gave me a warning, too." And another one: "My gun fell off my lap and got lodged on the gas pedal."
That's not good. If you have something to share here on the Good Stuff program, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening. We may be able to feature that on an upcoming program of the Good Stuff.